Today on Gardening in a Minute, growing potatoes in perlite. Perlite is a common part of potting mix, but did you know you can use it to grow potatoes and other vegetables hydroponically? Start with a sturdy container that's at least 10 inches deep. Drill drainage holes in the sides 2 inches from the bottom and fill it almost to the top with perlite. Then add water until the perlite is saturated and water comes out the holes. Visit your local feed store for potato starts, often known as seed pieces. Plant these cut side down in the perlite, about an inch below the surface. Water every few days to keep the perlite from drying out. Once the plants sprout, feed them on a regular basis with a soluble fertilizer. In a few months, you should be ready to harvest. For more information about growing vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, balcony gardening. If you love gardening but live in a condominium or apartment, here are a few ways to use your balcony for gardening. First, think about how much sun you get. If you have a north-facing balcony, you'll need to choose shade-tolerant plants. If you're blessed with plenty of sun, you can grow herbs, flowers, vegetables, and even dwarf fruit trees. Any type of planter will work, though many balcony gardeners prefer self-watering containers. Don't be afraid to think beyond your floor space and start using the walls. Add a wall bracket to hold a hanging basket or choose a vine that can be trained up a trellis. Or try one of the new vertical garden systems that allow you to grow plants on the wall, almost like a painting. For more information about balcony gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, footed ferns. There are thousands of different kinds of ferns in the world, and some even look like they have little feet. Popular varieties of footed ferns include rabbit's foot fern, deer's foot fern, and squirrel's foot fern. They're usually grown as houseplants, often in hanging baskets. Their furry feet are actually the rhizomes of the plant. These specialized stems help the plants cling to trees where they grow in the wild. Like most ferns, they prefer moderate, indirect light and a fairly humid environment. Water them lightly but often, and take care not to overwater them. Over time, the feet will grow down the sides of the pot, which can make transplanting a little difficult. The good news is that any feet that break off can be rooted to make new plants. For more information about ferns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, disposing of your Christmas tree. A Christmas tree brings greenery inside, smells wonderful, and provides a central focus for many of our holiday traditions. But when the holidays are over, what do you do with your tree? Cut trees can go out by the curb with your yard waste for your waste disposal service to pick up and recycle. Check if any special steps are required. Some cities and towns will recycle the trees into mulch or compost. If you bought a potted living Christmas tree this year, make sure you plant it. Pick a spot where it'll thrive and where you can enjoy it from inside your home. Maybe next year you can even decorate it and have an outdoor Christmas tree as well as one indoors. For more information about Christmas trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Arbor Day. Arbor Day is a day for planting, celebrating, and appreciating trees. Arbor Day was started by a Nebraska settler, J. Sterling Morton, and has spread to many other countries. Each state has its own Arbor Day, depending on the season for planting trees. Florida's is the third Friday in January, and this year, Arbor Day falls on January 21st. You can celebrate Arbor Day by planting a young tree in your landscape or helping with tree plantings in your community. You'll add shade, greenery, and oxygen to the world. It's a labor of love and a commitment to environmental stewardship. Trees can also reduce home energy costs and raise the value of your property. Keep an eye out for Arbor Day celebrations in your community. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.